I'd never been here before, and I expected that it would be an interesting mishmash of very modern buildings and very old buildings. And I was interested to see what I expected to be very interesting reaction to the past, and to have a lot of the new art and the new architecture be reacting to a past that the people of Berlin were trying to both embrace and to move on from. My interests are in contemporary art and art of the 20th century, so therefore I was very excited to visit Berlin.
I've known the city since 1963, and it's a city that Berlin has been an extremely important city in forming me for what I am, for better or worse. Coming here in 1963 and 64 exposed me to a kind of experience I had never had as an American. It was very, very important for me for the rest of my life. Being here in 89-90 was also an extraordinary thing to live through. So without the 3 years I've lived in Berlin, I would be a very different person.
This is the third time I've been to Berlin, and I'm very interested in the layers of history that are here, whether they're like old German or the Nazi past or the Jewish past. And I'm interested now to see how Berliners deal with that and how they cover it up but also celebrate it at the same time. And also how Berlin is going to change and become the center of a quote-unquote new Germany. Yeah, I went to Luxembourg for the first time, and that, you know, coming from very bourgeois American past, that was really very interesting. But I kind of wish I could go back in time and see it before it was redone, because obviously now things have changed a lot since before the wall came down. And I almost wish I could go back and see, like, East Germany or Berlin before the war.